There is an entire market of people who get paid millions of dollars by selling a guest spot on their podcast, which means they invite people on their podcast and that person pays to be on the podcast. This episode explains exactly how this business model works, whether you're the one paying or you're the one getting paid. Let's dive in.
Thank you, Angela. Feel free to turn your mic on.
Hey, I have another question. This one is, so when you were talking about sponsorship, I was like, oh, that's exactly what I want to do, like now. But I don't want to charge people to speak on my podcast. Is that a bad business? Would that be a bad business decision to have people on the podcast and not charge them? Because I guess that's the way to make money, right? So why would I? So then the question is, well, why would you not charge them? I would not charge them because I just want to get the information out and kind of like get them some, you know, exposure, right? Just kind of mutually beneficial kind of relationship.
Yes. Here's the thing. So after you interview 100 people that nobody really knows, you know, if those are the people, right, then you have 100 interviews, then that's all those interviews are worth, right? So if it might be the max might be 100 views or 500 views, right? And that's great, right? But you're showcasing other people. So what I would say is, as long as you showcasing other people benefits you and your bottom line and your business, then I'm all for it. But if it's showcasing other, I just have seen this over the years. People come to me and they go, I have a podcast and it's not making money. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? They're like, I'm interviewing business owners. I'm like, what business owners? They're like, any business owners. I'm like, okay, how many views are you getting? They're like, I don't know, 50. And I'm like, how much do you think you should get? They're like, a lot more. Why? Well, I don't know. And so it's this whole thing of like, once they get 2 years in, they don't even know why they're doing it anymore, because all they've been doing is making other people look good, which is fine, which is good. I get that. There is a strategy that there is a way to make money doing that too. But yeah, great question. You don't have to charge your guests. I'm actually advising you not to do it. But I'm saying, when you do have an interview show, make sure it's working for you and you just, and it's not just you working for the guests.
Could I ask what sort of, outside of the audience itself that you have, what sort of, I guess, offerings would come alongside that ticket to be on a podcast most often?
So you're saying what kind of...
In addition to the visibility, like what incentives are there to pay to be on a podcast?
Oh, and so if you were to pay to be on one.
Right. Or if you were charging folks, like what is it that what else would you add to the offer? Like, would you say, okay, well, we, in addition to saying we can guarantee you this much of an audience of these people, right? That's obvious. In addition to that, are there any other points of, oh, you're going to get a copy, or, oh, we're going to present this in front of another audience at this upcoming event? And, or, you know, is there, or maybe it being a recurring situation, what sort of things can you kind of incorporate there to make it worth paying for and more of a full product or service, I suppose, that you can feel good about presenting to someone?
Yeah, so I've never paid to be on one. I actually think it's kind of stupid, most of the time. Because what these podcasts are doing that do charge is they're paying to inflate their views. So then you see the another guest got 50,000 views, but that's only because they bought YouTube ads and inflated it, right? So they're kind of creating like inflationary, like inflated episodes, right? Like exaggerating their audience, right? So that's why like paying to be a guest spot, it's kind of, you know what it is? Like, it's kind of like if you were to like pay to be on the news, right? Like if I'm on the news talking about podcasts, am I going to get a client from it? Well, probably, maybe not, but I also got to say that I'm on the news, you know, and I have this segment that I can post about being on my local news or whatever, which raises my credibility. So it's, if you were to like pay to be on 100 podcasts and you just had unlimited money, like, sure, you'd probably make some money back and get some clients, but it would also raise your perception. So that's the side of like, if you were to do it. Now, the podcast side is, there's a couple things, but the one thing that these podcasts do, the podcasts that I know that aren't scammy, that do charge their guests, they're saying, yes, you do get access to our audience. But here's the interesting thing. What they do is they have an audience of people who would buy the types of services that the guests sell. So they're saying, we're going to guarantee that you paying as a guest means you get at, you now are in front of this audience who is the people that you could sell to. So it's it now what you do with it after, obviously, that's going to determine your results. But there is a world where it does make a lot of sense because you're getting in front of this audience of people who where you could go and set up maybe 10 deals after that. And then I'd say the last piece is the marketing piece. So a lot of times these podcasts who charge guests, they turn into a marketing company. They say, hey, you're paying $5,000. Here's the organic views you're going to get. And then here's the paid views you're going to get. We're actually going to take clips from you on this podcast and then go on Facebook or LinkedIn and use targeted ads to get you in front of your prospects. So it becomes like a marketing company kind of as a podcast, as the center of it. But yeah, very, very, very in the weeds, but that is how it works. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really, it would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.